You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, Matt the Cat, where it's at, back on the scene with my record machine, presenting to you a solid hour of the greatest blues and rhythm records from the 1940s and 50s. This is the Juke in the Back. As your jukebox operator, I have the pleasure of loading up this old Rockola jukebox each week to present to you the soul that came before rock and roll. These are the building blocks of rock and roll, and this week's show will definitely prove it as we are embarking on yet another jukebox rhythm review. This time it's going to be for the year 1946. There were so many fantastic rhythm and blues records released that year that I'm going to split it up into two parts. This week we'll take January through June of 46, and next week we'll hit July through December. Now, 1946 was a relatively happy year. The world had just emerged from the end of World War II. The United Nations was getting going in London. The space age was beginning as Project Diana bounced radar waves off the moon to determine the true distance between Earth and the moon, and that communications could be established in space. Ho Chi Minh signs an agreement with France recognizing Vietnam as an independent state, and Italy is declared a republic. And in music, the biggest star in the land is still Bing Crosby. But 1946 is also the year that B.B. King started gigging around Memphis. Chet Atkins made his first appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, and Bill Haley, who will become one of the fathers of rock and roll, begins his professional career as a member of the group The Down Homers. 1946 is also the year that blues shouter extraordinaire Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris breaks free for a career on his own and scores his first national hit after leaving Lucky Millinder's orchestra. In 1945, he sang lead vocal on the Millinder classic, Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well? Now in 46, the Omaha-born blues shouter hooks up with saxophonist Illinois Jacket and his all-stars for a great blues and rhythm classic called Wynonie's Blues, which would top out at number 3 on the National Race Records chart. It was a big jukebox hit from January of 46, and it's going to kick off this week's show dedicated to the biggest jukebox records of that year. So let's take a spin with Wynonie Blues Harris with Illinois Jacket and his all-stars. And Wynonie's Blues, spinning off the Apollo label and the Juke in the Back.
Treat me low down and dirty, yes, that's the way it do. I love to hear my baby call my name. Love to hear my baby scream my name. She calls it so easy and oh, so doggone plain. So meet me in the bottom and bring my boots at you. Shoes. Hurry, baby, I ain't got no time to lose. Look out, Illinois Jacket. Some trash this morning. I wanna be loving you. be mad with me. I'm in love with you. Well, I wish you to love with me, 'cause I love you better than I do myself. Yes, I love you better than I do myself. Please don't leave me and find nobody else. When I say I'm yours forever, every word I say is true. Won't you buzz me, baby? I'll be waiting for your call. If you forgot the number, come on over, you won't have to call at all. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. You mean so awfully much to me. Ship is lost at sea. But when I get my arms around you, ain't gonna let go till 1953.
The great Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five from January of 1946. He was hotter than hot, and that record, Buzz Me, actually entered the charts at number one. It was the first new number one record of 46, topping the chart on January 12th and remaining there for 9 weeks. Buzz Me was Jordan's sixth number one record, and it crossed over to number nine on the pop chart. We are featuring the biggest jukebox records of 1946 this week. Let's stay with January and feature one of the greatest vocal groups of all time, the Delta Rhythm Boys from Langston, Oklahoma. This song, Just a Sittin' and a Rockin', was adapted from a Duke Ellington song of the same name from 1941. The music was written by Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and Lee Gaines added lyrics later. The Delta Rhythm Boys version went to number 3 on the National Race Record chart and crossed over to 17 pop. Waxing off of Decca Records from late January of 46, here are the Delta Rhythm Boys with Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'.
I don't go out walkin'.
ain't for no talking. My baby's done left me, just a sitting and a rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, she never would have left me, just a sitting and a rocking. Sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. Now if I don't find her, I hope you remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a sitting and a rocking all day.
He's a killer, the honey ripper. soft, sweet, happy, a solid old cat. Really, a little help cat.
The great Cab Calloway giving the biggest selling record of 1945, The Honey Dripper, a whirl, with his own version in 46. Of course, the 1945 version of that song was done by Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. Cab's version was issued on Columbia Records in early February of 46, where it topped out at number 3 nationally. Now, speaking of Joe Liggins, the Honey Dripper himself, he's up next with a huge number 2 smash that they just couldn't keep stocked in those jukeboxes back in early 46. It's his rendition of Got a Right to Cry, and it was issued on the exclusive label in January of 46, where it really caught fire in February, topping out at number 2. Just to show how big this record was, it crossed over to number 12 on the pop charts. And later in the year, Erskine Hawkins covered it with Laura Washington on vocal, but he called the song I've Got a Right to Cry. Here's the great Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers and Got a Right to Cry. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back, featuring the year 1946 on The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Take it away, Honey Dripper. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego,
Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm jumping and jiving with Matt the Cat in the Juke in the Back.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again, well, you know I ain't good for nothing, baby. Well, I haven't got no friend.
Driftin' Blues, the tune that put Johnny Moore's Three Blazers on the map, was also one of the biggest requested jukebox records of the entire year of 46. That song made it to number 2. The group had previously made the Rhythm and Blues top 5 as the backing group for Ivory Joe Hunter's 1945 classic Blues at Sunrise. The Three Blazers are, of course, Eddie Williams on bass, Johnny Moore on guitar, and the fantabulous Charles Brown on piano and vocals. That was issued on the brand new Philo label, which would soon change its name to Aladdin Records because there was a little bit of a dispute between Philo and Philco Radio Company. I guess Philco thought Philo was a bit too similar. Speaking of brand new labels, the next label was also a fairly new label in 46. It's the Jukebox label. Now, if you're not too familiar with Jukebox Records, you'll definitely be familiar with its successor, Specialty Records. Before settling on the name Specialty, Art Roop thought Jukebox Records would be a hip name for his LA-based label. This next record, which made it up to number 4 on the national charts, was only the 3rd release for the Jukebox label. It's Voit Voit by the Blues Woman. Who was this Blues Woman? Well, her real name was Marion Abernathy, and she recorded under her real name in the late 1940s for both the Federal and its parent company, King Records. Here she is, backed by the Bobby Banks Sextet, in early March of our feature year of 1946. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm bringing you the Jukebox Rhythm Review, part 1 of 2. Here's the Blues Woman with Voit Voit.
We'll be right back. see, looking for that cat that stole my baby from me, singing, hey, bop, re-bop.
Getting down to that big band sound being laid down by Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. Hey, Baba Rebop, spinning off of Decca Records in a big number one record from March of 46. It hit number one on March 16th and remained there for 16 non-consecutive weeks. You see, its 16-week run was interrupted by the great Louis Jordan, who kind of poked a hole in its run for 1 week with the song Don't Worry About the Mule. We'll get to that in just a second, but first I'd like to send a big shout-out to Herbie Fields, who played the alto sax on that tremendously popular rendition of Hey Baba Rebop by Hamp and his orchestra. Yeah, how big was that record? Well, not only was it number one on the race record chart, but it crossed over to number nine on the pop chart as well. Okay, so what's really interesting is that Hey Baba Rebop was only number one for 1 week before Louis Jordan stole the crown with Don't Worry About the Mule. Well, I guess that only gave Hamp a little more energy because he stole the crown back the next week, and then Baba Rebop remained number one for 15 more weeks. It's also interesting to note that both of those records were issued by Decca. So let's get to Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Hey, Don't Worry About the Mule. I'm Matt the Cat as 1946 steals the show on this week's Juke in the Back.
Start worrying about the mule going blind. Just sit tight and hold that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor. Drink that milk and ask for more. Don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just hold that line. Don't you worry about that mule, cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't you worry about that mule, mama, you just keep cool. Some flying high and some flying low, somebody's got to go. You know that I know that he know that they know. Baby, you better take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about the mule, baby, you just hold that line. Take it slow, don't you worry about that mule, cause he ain't going blind. The mule's been to school, he ain't no fool, so sit on your stool and don't worry about the mule.
Have to start. but I'll have to let you go. Yes, I'm in love with you, but I'll have to let you go. You know the good book says you gotta reap just what you sow.
Truly one of the greatest rhythm and blues records of all time, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders with R.M. Blues, released on the Jukebox label, which we talked about earlier, and hitting number 2 on the National Race Record chart. I want to note that that tasty, tasty piano line in that record was played by none other than the great boogie-woogie pianist Camille Howard. R.M. Blues was issued in April of 46 and was definitely a trendsetter and an influential record for future rhythm and blues and rock and roll singles to come. It crossed over to number 20 in the pop market. Up next, one of the most beautiful baritones ever pressed in wax. It's the fantastic Billy Eckstein off of National Records, issued in April of 46. It topped out at number 3 R&B and number 10 pop. It's Eckstein's beautiful rendition of Prisoner of Love, which was made popular by Russ Colombo in 1932. After Eckstein, it would become a hit for Perry Como, the Ink Spots, and in the rock and roll soul era, James Brown. So come on, baby, help set Billy Eckstein free, because for now, he's just a prisoner of love. It's the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, featuring the first half of 1946.
Shackles to remind me I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I'll stand and wait now. For one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring when someone is sharing those arms with me? Another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. You're in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to you, I'm creeping.
my very soul is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. I had a heart so true, now I have none, and you have too. So don't give me the run around, 'cause you know I'm forever bound to be your prisoner.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the year 1946, so I'd like to play a record that you don't hear very often. This one's by the Slim Gaylord Trio, and it only went to number 5 in May of 46, but proved to be the only charting single from Gaylord's long career. The trio features Gaylord on piano, Zutty Singleton on drums, and Tiny Brown on bass. It's this week's Great 78. Spinning off of Cadet Records, here's the Slim Gaylord Trio with Cement Mixer Putty Putty.
Cement Mixer Putty Putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A puddly vooty, puddly vooty, puddly scooty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I puddly vooty, puddly vooty, blah blah. I think that I shall never see. A poem as funny as a lovely as a tree, and that booty booty. Bala booty, ba ba mo 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 ba. Ah, twinkle 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 little star, wonder 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 where you are, my booty. Cement mixer putty putty. Cement mixer putty putty. Cement mixer putty putty. Putty put, putty put, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A muscle jaws, a twinkle jaws, smoothie. Avocado, avocado seeps. A super sud, a super sud, super sud, super sud.
A Valtorini.
Ah, Valtorini, Valtorini. Ah, twinkle, 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 little bit, and little bit,
cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
I putty putty, putty putty.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I cover the waterfront. I'm watching to see will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Where are you, and are you forgetting? Do you remember, and will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching to see for the one I love must soon come back.
Take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Thank you. get hip to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Now it's considered a standard, but it first appeared in our featured year of 1946. The King Cole Trio, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, spinning off of Capitol Records. It was written by Bobby Troup, and the first hit version of the tune was performed by the King Cole Trio. By this point in his storied career, Nat King Cole had already scored 4 number one records. Route 66, though, only went to number 3 in early June of 46. The trio would be back later that year for the Christmas classic, The Christmas Song. Before that, we heard another song now considered a standard. It's Cover the Waterfront by Cats and Jammer 3. It was issued by Mercury Records and hit number 3 on the National Race Record chart in April. The Cats and Jammer 3 were Bill Samuels on vocal and piano, Adam Lambert on guitar, and Sylvester Hickman on bass. They were from Chicago, and the song, Cover the Waterfront, was written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman in 1933 and was inspired by Max Miller's novel of the same name from 32. That novel also inspired a movie, but the film didn't contain the song originally. Later re-releases of the film do contain the song, Cover the Waterfront. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's part one of my two-part feature on the jukebox year of 1946. It's the Juke in the Back's Jukebox Rhythm Review. In this week's show, we spotlighted the first half of 46, January through June. Next week, we'll take it from July through the end of the year. Let's end the program with one of the most influential and popular vocal groups in the history of recorded music, the Ink Spots. This fantastic record, The Gypsy, was their fifth and final number one R&B record. They would have other number ones on the pop charts following this one. It hit the chart on June 1st and rose to number one on June 29th, where it remained for 3 weeks. It turned out to be the biggest record of 1946 because it crossed over to number one on the pop chart. Believe it or not, but it was number one pop for 13 weeks. We're going to close down this week's Juke in the Back with the Ink Spots and the Gypsy. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you all on the flip side next week for part two of 1946. Have a great week, everybody.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see,
she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.